Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. Little Jimmy bringing us back. Jimi Hendrix, that is. Thanks for being part of our day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Dallas Fed, a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. And as you know, folks, if you've been listening to my show, Bob is a pretty good poet, and he's a haiku artist extraordinaire. But Bob, you got a real poem for us now. It's not really just a haiku, and it's about the European debt crisis, right?
I've summarized the whole thing into one poem.
All right, I'll take off.
Okay, the title of it is "The Tragedy of the Common Currency," based on the tragedy of the commons in economics. When too many own something, they all own nothing. Free riders abound. So it is with the euro, no matter how sound. With a license to borrow they did. It wasn't too hard with a shared credit card. The Greeks now regret running up so much debt. The creators of math strayed from the path of Maastricht convergence. They created democracy but fell into hypocrisy as each tried to exist at the other's expense. A tragic divergence from the path of convergence, deficits between 13% and 3% of GDP. Concerns then turned to cumulative debt, which the bond vigilantes tried to make them regret. They looked to Italy, France, and even Germany, since none took the rules too seriously. They borrowed from their own banks and each other's, too. The banks said thanks. What else could they do? Many banks fed the property bubbles that eventually led to troubles and transmitted them to sovereign pain in Ireland, Portugal, but mainly Spain. Europe's southern tier was called Club Med. Now the club of austerity hangs over their heads. The Germans said, you don't deserve charity. What we recommend is severe austerity. You must shrink your way to prosperity. The euro was a straitjacket they couldn't escape, with only one central bank with a single mandate. I don't know how this will turn out, this division between North and South, but I think I shall begin by predicting the South shall rise again. You may think it oddly funny, but I'm still saving my Confederate money.
That's pretty good, Bob. Well said. Pretty sharp wording there, and very accurate. And so Bob, why are small business owners being impacted by what's happening in Europe right now?
I think it's mainly psychological. It's possible they'd be impacted because, Europe's in recession, and it's going to get deeper, and so
prolonged too, because they've got to solve some multi-generational issues over there, don't they?
They certainly do. So it's going to be harder to export to them. Also, the euro has declined significantly relative to the dollar, which makes the dollar less competitive.
Right. Makes the dollar stronger and our exports more expensive.
That's right. And imports cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just the euro going down. You know, the Chinese currencies stop appreciating for a while. The Brazilian currencies declining. And so on and so forth. The Indian currency is declining. But probably more important than trading relationships are financial relationships among financial institutions. That's not going to be terrible, but mainly it's, you see a major part of the world collapsing in front of you. This slow multi-year train wreck doesn't do anything for confidence anywhere in the world.
What do you think about, as you look across the global economy from your perspective, Bob, what do you see over the next 5-10 years in terms of the global economy?
Well, I think it's going to take at least 5 years for the Europeans to get back on their feet.
Just to get on a track.
I think China is in pretty good shape economically. They've got a slowdown going on, but we forget that they engineered that slowdown deliberately to curb inflation and to curb a property boom. And they're trying to reorient their economy from being totally reliant on exports to being more of a consumer economy. So I don't think we should worry about the slowdown in China economically. If anything happens there, it'll be politically. Of course, India is under the weight of bureaucracy and corruption is also slowing down.
Right.
But India is not as important to us.
Could America's economy get back on track and sort of exist with some level of prosperity while these other economies are suffering? Or will we be more likely to suffer right along with them?
Well, the impulse from abroad would be a negative one, but if we could do some things right here, we could overcome that. We've got this fiscal cliff coming at the end of the year that we've got to get through.
Tell the audience what that is.
The sequester that was agreed to when they were debating the debt ceiling earlier said that at the end of the year, if nothing, no law is passed to change it, all of the Bush tax cuts and the payroll tax cut will go back up. They'll go away. Mm-hmm. That's 3.5% of GDP right there.
Yep.
And then you're going to have these drastic spending cuts heavily weighted toward defense, which will add another couple of percentage points.
Yep.
So you got a schedule of 5% hit to GDP with rising taxes and falling spending.
So in the long run, we
need to reform our entitlement programs. We need to bend the cost curve down so that.
And that's going to take leadership out of Washington, which we currently don't have. That's the reason why a lot of people are uncertain about our economy these days.
We've had no leadership.
Stand by. Here we go. We'll be right back with Bob McTeer. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.